Did you know that facilitating physical activity across your workforce, across your organisation, can improve everyone's memory, but it can also help people to regulate and control their emotions? We're going to be talking through how you can build the being active pillar of well-being into your well-being strategy. I'm John from Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support, and we work with organisations through our Improve programme to help them understand, educate and act so that we're not working in a way that is reactive to mental health, but works in a way to improve it consistently. Our work doesn't just help businesses save time, resources, and help workforces become happier and healthier, but a portion of the revenue from our Improve programme, we donate directly into a non-profit where we're building and delivering the UK's most accessible mental health service for children, young people, and adults across the country. So if you could please like and share this video, even subscribe to our YouTube channel, it will help us to build different revenue streams in order to support this cause. In this video, we're going to be talking about how keeping active can improve the well-being across your whole workforce, improve business, how it has a positive effect on our minds, and some ways that you can consider to build into your well-being strategy. Throughout 2020, we've seen some incredible methods that people have been using to keep active. Whether it's home workouts, the massive increase in walking. People thrive when they're exercising. People want to do it. So we need to be building this into our businesses, especially now that nights are drawing in. A lot of people are worried about the winter. A lot of people are worried about the days getting shorter. And that is because the different elements of well-being that we're going to be talking through in this series are going to be impacted by the days being shorter. So our businesses need to adjust to accommodate that. Being active isn't just good for our physical health, but it also helps to develop the function within our brain that's responsible for memory, planning, management, coordination. All of these different things get better with exercise. We all have an area in our brains called the hippocampus, and that's responsible for memory, it's responsible for learning, and it's also responsible for emotional regulation. Exercise strengthens the hippocampus through a process called neurogenesis, and it's been proven to combat different mental illnesses such as depression. In some cases, it's been proven that getting the right amount of exercise in is just as effective as taking some antidepressants. Exercise immediately increases the levels of neurotransmitters. Some common ones are dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin. Dopamine is a happy chemical that's released during pleasurable situations. Serotonin is a mood stabiliser, and it's much more sensitive to diet and nutrition than any other neurotransmitter. Serotonin at optimal levels will present as confidence, and oxytocin is known as the love hormone. These brain messages can give us a really good feeling after exercise, often known as the runner's high. It's a temporary euphoric state which often leaves us elated, feeling content, and it's just a general sense of well-being. And the thing is, once you're able to get consistent exercise, it means that this euphoric state will last longer and longer. Being active can sometimes be quite difficult to build into working practices. If you're a business that's very active anyway, like in the construction sector, this might not necessarily be a key element of well-being that you really need to consider, but it's really important that it's still within your strategy. If you've got people who are very office-based and tend to sit on the desks all the time, maybe you're able to build in walking meetings into your practices, so everybody is getting that 30 minutes of walking every day. Even just making your colleagues aware that that is what the principles are, or that is what the aim is, that can help them to structure their day around some sort of activity. If we are concerned about the winter coming and the shorter days, then maybe we should be extending lunch times and shortening the hours in the evening so that we're not expecting too much of our colleagues to fit all of this into one day as well as all of the different work they've got to do. It's been proven that if you're able to allow for this time, they'll actually be much more effective at combating presenteeism when they are at work. A little bit of extra for you to finish this video on is to consider conditions that attack and deteriorate the hippocampus. So there are conditions like epilepsy, hypertension, all of these different conditions, exercise can really help to be an effective treatment of. Obviously, it doesn't replace anything and it should be done within the guidelines of doctors or occupational health. But that is something to really emphasise to people within your workforce that may be experiencing those sorts of conditions. At Arthur Ellis, we're a team of different people from different backgrounds, including psychology, clinical psychology, business. So we work with organisations and we've put together a free PDF download just directly from our website, arthurellismhs.com, that you can download, which explains all of the different five pillars of well-being that should be considered within your strategies. We also do free insight sessions with businesses where we can get to learn a little bit more about you and help you get the structure of this right. So if you do need anything at all, please head over to our website, arthurellismhs.com, and please get in touch.